Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Dangerously cold temperatures were reported this morning across the state because of an Arctic air mass that's pushing through it. Temperatures reached 18 below in Fayetteville around 6 o'clock this morning and were in single digits elsewhere. Luckily, an end to the winter weather is in sight. Temperatures are expected to be nearly 60 degrees before the end of this weekend. Elsewhere, Arkansas's two major airports have opened, but the state's highway department says ground travel is still dangerous because almost all major Arkansas highways are still covered with ice or snow. Drivers are certainly urged to use caution. This week's snow days could continue tomorrow for most students across the state. Many school systems, along with the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, are closed today. For many students, that means another day of school will be tacked onto the calendar at the end of this school year. Despite the winter weather, the Arkansas House continued meeting today. The House Judiciary Committee and the Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committees planned their meeting for today. Meanwhile, the full House is expected to vote on ethics legislation. Arkansas State Police say highway accidents from a snowstorm have killed three people. Near Brinkley, on a snow-covered Interstate 40, a woman and an infant were killed Wednesday when the SUV they were in collided with a tractor-trailer and another vehicle. State police identified the dead as 23-year-old Barbara McLean and 1-year-old Aiden McLean, both of the same address in Cape Canaveral, Florida. Two other children and an adult were injured. In a separate Wednesday crash on I-40 just east of Little Rock, 57-year-old Linda E. Sample was killed. She is from West Rutherford, Texas. A Drasco woman died Friday in a two-vehicle accident in Lonoke County. State police say 72-year-old Norma Jean DeVisor was driving a van south on Highway 5 when she lost control, went sideways, and collided with a Volkswagen, which was headed north. DeVisor was killed in the accident and two passengers in her car. 22-year-old Ashley Graham of Ward and 11-year-old Ethan Fryer of Conway were injured. The driver of the Volkswagen was not injured. Police say it was snowing at the time of the accident. A Stone County jail inmate has been charged in circuit court with bringing contraband into the jail. Court information says 23-year-old Michael A. Pringlemeyer was searched by jailers after he returned from work release. The court record said on January 25th, Pringlemeyer was found to be hiding smoking tobacco in his underwear. The offense is a felony. Pringlemeyer's bond for furnishing prohibitive articles to jail inmates is $5,000. And the Granddad Bandit is expected to plead guilty in court today. Michael Mara is accused of robbing more than two dozen banks in 13 states, including one in Arkansas. Mara was arrested last August at his home in Louisiana. And that brings you right up to date.